Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 46. Another Racine County school was evacuated because of a threat. This time, Trailside Elementary School in the village of Waterford was the target. Just before 10 o'clock this morning, Racine County Sheriff's deputies were called to the school after a bomb threat was found written on a bathroom wall. Deputies helped school officials evacuate the building, and students and staff were transported to Evergreen Elementary School. According to a news release, a sheriff's office investigative team determined the threat was not credible and identified a person of interest. Students and staff returned to the school this afternoon. On Tuesday, Yorkville Elementary School was evacuated following the discovery of a note that referenced a gun and a bomb. A 14-year-old girl is facing charges. A hit-and-run accident in Racine's Uptown area last night has resulted in criminal charges. 23-year-old Valentine Jones has been charged with first-degree reckless endangering safety, hit-and-run causing injury, and operating while intoxicated. Jones is accused of hitting a man as he was getting into his car near the intersection of Washington Avenue and Ann Street yesterday evening. The car involved was found on the sidewalk on Ann Street after crashing into a building in the 1500 block. Jones was arrested a short time later. According to court documents, the man who was struck suffered an injury to his leg and said the car ran over his foot. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. The fall 2015 semester at UW Parkside shows historic levels of students coming back to the Kenosha campus, among several positive numbers being reported.
For the third consecutive year, first-year to second-year retention for first-time full-time students exceeded 70%. That's a first in Parkside history. In addition, second-year to third-year retention topped 55% for the second straight year. That is another first. First-year to second-year retention for first-time full-time African-American and Hispanic students, that got to 75%. Parkside spokesman John Milkey says the continued strong retention figures complement an historic number of graduates, more in the past 5 years than during any other five-year period in the university's history. The spring 2015 commencement class, in fact, was the largest ever for Parkside. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
The University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents agenda today included a contract with Under Armour as the exclusive athletic uniform and equipment supplier for UW-Madison over the next decade. The contract calls for Under Armour to supply $3.3 million in shoes, apparel, and equipment to UW-Madison teams for free in the first year. The school would get $2.5 million worth of free gear in U2, increasing incrementally to $3 million in free gear by year 10. The Kenosha Unified School Board's Facilities Committee will review the final plans for improvements to four athletic fields next week. District residents approved a nearly $17 million referendum in April to pay for the upgrades, including a new stadium at Bradford High School, which has shared a stadium with both Trumper and Indian Trail High Schools. Bradford was promised its own athletic facilities when the school moved to its current site on Washington Road decades ago, but that never happened. A new sports complex at nearby Bullen Middle School would house varsity and JV softball fields, a JV baseball field, tennis courts, and practice fields for football and soccer. The plans also include renovations of Amici Field at Trimper High School, including a building to house a press box, concessions, and storage, and upgrades at facilities at Indian Trail. A special Saturday morning joint work session of the Summers Village and Town Boards will focus on the proposed 2016 budget. The agenda says the meeting starts at 8 a.m. in the Municipal Building on 12th Street. The overall budget proposal is nearly $3.7 million, which is about 4% higher than the current fiscal year spending plan. The proposed levy would be just over $2.76 million, roughly a $10,000 increase. Governor Walker says the legislature will have to decide if delayed transportation projects finish on time.
The budget that's in place right now allows for up to $350 million of bonding. If the Joint Finance Committee approves that, we'd still be at a 20-year low in terms of overall bonding out there. And so my hope is that the Finance Committee will approve something up to that $350 million.
The governor remains opposed to an increase in gasoline taxes or the vehicle registration fee unless they're offset elsewhere. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.